general findings of the new science are: 1. All languages are systems of human conventions, not systems of natural laws. The first and essential step in the study of any language is observing and setting down precisely what happens when native speakers speak it. 2. Each language is unique in its pronunciation, grammar, and vocabulary. It cannot be described in terms of logic or of some theoretical ideal language. It cannot be described in terms of any other language, or even in terms of its own past. 3. All languages are dynamic rather than static, and hence a rule in any language can only be a statement of contemporary practice, changes constant and normal. 4. Correctness can rest only upon usage, for the simple reason that there is nothing else for it to rest on, and all usage is relative. From these propositions it follows that a dictionary is good only insofar as it is a comprehensive and accurate description of current usage. And to be comprehensive, it must include some indication of social and regional associations. New dictionaries are needed because English has changed more in the past two generations than at any other time in its history. It has had to adapt to extraordinary cultural and technological changes, two world wars, unparalleled changes in transportation and communication, and unprecedented movements of populations. More subtly, but pervasively, it has changed under the influence of mass education and the growth of democracy.